The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Lee Zeldin, says $20 billion in taxpayer money was parked by the Biden administration at a financial institution. Zeldin promised to investigate the matter after an undercover reporter with Project Veritas got a Biden-era EPA advisor admitting on camera in December that the agency was attempting to get rid of the money as fast as possible before President Trump took office. The Biden EPA official said it felt as though they were, quote, throwing gold bars off the Titanic. Zeldin said during his confirmation that he would immediately investigate the matter. Zeldin said the $20 billion was awarded under the Inflation Reduction Act to just eight entities, which were then responsible for handing out the money. According to Zeldin, one of the entities, the Climate United Fund, received just over $7 billion. The fund has yet to publicly comment on the funding in question. Zeldin says, as of right now, there's no reason to suspect the bank did anything wrong. He says the financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be terminated. The money needs to be returned, and the EPA needs to assume responsibility for every penny. Zeldin plans to refer the matter to the Inspector General's office and work with the Department of Justice.